Time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, remember the story a few... I guess it was a little while ago where like a relative, a distant relative of Colonel Sanders decided, you know what, this is has gone on too long. I'm going to release this secret recipe for the 11 herbs and spices.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is kind of along that line. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing secret recipes, then you're doing okay. So this is a dude named Carlos. He stole a couple cookbooks from the place he worked. It was a Venezuelan restaurant.
Well, that's not good.
No. So he also works at a sandwich and smoothie shop. So they don't sell Venezuelan food at the sandwich and smoothie shop, so it's kind of unclear what he was planning to do with the cookbooks. But it sounds like these cookbooks weren't just like sheets that, you know, were widely distributed. It sounds like they were secret recipes.
Well, yes, for a restaurant.
And so Carlos, this guy, decided, you know what, I need this, and was then charged with theft of trade secrets, decided to make a full confession, and apparently this is a felony.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, he could land 5 years in prison.
Oh, wow.
For doing this.
So, oh, that's aggressive.
So now I think back to when I worked at this sandwich shop, and we had the recipe book, and it was on a spreadsheet. And so I had someone send me the spreadsheet when I quit.
Did you ask them to do a felony?
I apparently did.
OMG.
Unbeknownst to me, I was like, hey, send me those recipes. You know, they're good stuff. I didn't distribute them and make things commercially for myself. I just, you know, at my own home would make some of those items that that we used to sell. But yeah, apparently that's a felony. So
a couple motivations. Maybe he's just thinking, I really like that restaurant, the dishes that they make.
But I'm going to make to impress women.
I want to do that at home because maybe it's too expensive to keep eating there. Or at the sandwich shop, he's trying to be like, listen, I'm going to get Employee of the Month by doing this. Let's introduce some sandwiches, right? Or let's introduce doing some food. I've got some great recipes we can try.
Yeah.
Maybe it was that too.
Don't know the motivation, but regardless, dude got busted. This is a felony, which is crazy.
Oh, yeah, that's more serious.
Yeah, so again, if you can manage it through the day without stealing secret recipes, look at you, Colonel Sanders, 11 herbs and spices.
Oh, wow.
Then you're doing okay. That's your setting the bar story.